What I'd like to do tonight is to give over Torahs that were shared from the Radzina Rebbe of Yerushalayim, Nosson Inglod Shlita, and these are all his explanations, which I'm going to be sharing with you. But he gives a chabura on Rav Tzadok HaKohen, and maybe just a little of, you know, Rav Tzadok is one of the most revolutionary thinkers in Jewish history. You know, there's a lot to talk about, but tonight what I want to learn from you is actually the first piece in Tzidkas HaTzadik, and this was the first sefer that he wrote and distributed, and it really, to know a little of the biography behind it, this is like his introductory work towards his introduction within only a year of coming into the world of Chassidus in general. His Rebbe was the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer himself, the Meishiloach, who was a Gadol, should be Yisrael. And the way that they came, the background behind the meeting, we could talk all night about the meeting, but let's just, I'll give you a few key points. The reason why Reb Tzadok, Reb Tzadok did not come from a Hasidic background, but he became drawn, caught in the web of Chassidus, became drawn to that style of Avodas Hashem, it was through his meeting with the Ishbitzer. And then he converted him. He became one of his closest followers. The reason why Reb Tzadok was traveling around was because he had a very difficult marriage with his wife, and he was trying to get what's called Heter Meir Rabbonim, that you get signatures from 100 Rabbonim. And again, not to go into the details of why he was doing that and what the background of that is, but that's what he did. He came to the Ishbitzer looking for his chesima, looking for his signature, in order to get a divorce from his wife, his first wife. And then when they met, there was a lot of discussion about what they discussed about, how he very much wanted to stay over for Shabbos. Now, amongst the Polish Hasidim, Reb Tzadok is just known as the Kohen. That's how they call him, the Kohen. So in this piece, he's talking about the beginning of Chassidus, Avodas Hashem, of starting any really new spiritual undertaking. So it's the piece is from Tzidkas HaTzadik, but there's other places in his sefer called Preet Tzadik where he elaborates upon this idea. So Rav Englod, who was giving over the chabura, you know, quoted extensively from those places. That's in Preet Tzadik on Pesach, Os Mem, and on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Os Dalid. So we'll go through. I'm going to base tonight's shiur on what Rav Englod gave over. So it begins like this. You see, you can look on the source in front of you. Reishis Knisas Ha'adam Lavodes Hashem Tzarech Lios Bechipozum. When a person begins to serve Hashem, their entrance into the service of Hashem, it has to be Bechipozum, rushed. Kamosh Matzin B'Pesach Mitzrayim, like we found when the Klal Yisrael originally left Pesach itself, the Lash means of Dilug, of skipping, of jumping. Shanecho Bechipozum V'lo Pesach Doros. Now that requirement, of chipazon was only for the first korban Pesach they had, and was not for any subsequent years after this. I know Ira that we've discussed over the years certain other halachic differences between the korban Pesach Pesach Mitzrayim and the Pesach Doros, but this one of chipazon was that. So let's try to work with it. Chipazon means when you're jumping, you're grabbing, and he brings it, the Baal Shem Tov, was quoting from the Brokeach, that there's a certain excitement, there's a certain hisorus, a brand of fire that a person has during their younger years. You know, younger people, they like that. You know, Baruch Hashem, I had the zchus to be around high school. At this point in my life, I've been in high school more years than I've been out of high school, but there's a certain passion that the youth have, and lav davka the youth, but certain people when they're starting out something new, there's a strength and there's a tokef. You know, in Ishbitz and Radzin, they don't discuss a lot about tkifus, about having a strength and a clarity and an integrity and a passion about something. So that's. What we find, that with the beginning of something, there's a hisoros, and which is not always there, and unfortunately does not necessarily carry through at future stages. So why is that? Well, what's the idea behind this? So This Yisod comes from Simchan Bunim of Pshischa, the Rebbe of the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker was, for a period of time, the Rebbe of the Ishbitzer. So if we could, so to speak, trace back the family, it would go Talmud to Rebbe, it would go Rav Tzadok, was a Talmud of the Ishbitzer. The Ishbitzer was, for a certain while of time, a Talmud of the Kotzker, and the Kotzker was a Talmud of Rav Simcha Bunin. So Simcha Bunin said a Yisod, this idea that we're going to talk about, based on Pasuk in Koheles, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud, says, Al Toimar Mahaya Shehayom Harishonim Hayatovi Me'ele. Don't say like the earlier days were better than this. Ki lo mechachma sha'alta al zeh. That's not a wise question. So that's Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk, but Rav Simcha Bunin, with a Hasidic insight, Hasidic twist, Hasidic interpretation, learns differently. People always say, oh, you know, the younger years, right? The Yomim HaRishonim, those were Tov Me'el, those were such better days, those were Gishmak, I had, you know, I was on fire, everything was great, now I don't have that anymore. So he explains why. Listen to how he teaches the Pasuk. Mechochma, because lo mechochma, that wasn't because of your chochma. You didn't get that because you earned that excitement. Sha'alta al zeh. It was a she'ela, which is lashon metana. It was a gift, meaning you were given the gift of excitement. You were given the gift of inspiration, but you didn't work on it, and therefore it didn't stay with you. Because, you know, the person could ask a good kasha: why don't I have more enthusiasm now? I'm older. I'm wiser. I'm more experienced. I've learned many mesechtas. I've had years of working on myself. Why don't I have that enthusiasm? I'm more advanced. I should have it, right? So he says, no, you didn't work on yourself. Everything was given, that's what he says in Pasuk, Sha'alta al Zois. It was a she'ela, it was a gift. You were given it. Hashem, and he does that. Hashem gives us certain periods in our lives where we're seeing certain things, and we have it. In other words, the idea like this, or Tzadok will say, Ishbitz as well, a person is shown a vision of something that they could achieve, something that they could accomplish if they're willing to work on it. And that was Pesach Mitzrayim. That was leaving Yetzias Mitzrayim. We were shown, look, you can have this unbelievable level. Now, we didn't get that yet. We weren't koneh it. We didn't internalize it and make it a part of who we are. What? Elamai, what happened? We were shown this is what you could get if you're willing to work on it. But we did work on it. So what was a vision and was a his aurus that happened at the Seder, the Pesach Mitzrayim, we got that because the next 49 days we worked on ourselves and we made a kinyan on it. That's the Yumei Ne'urim of the Bnei Yisrael. And he's going to explain it just like that's true on a national level, so too that applies on a personal level as well. Just like the Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael went through this period. We had this Yimei Ne'urim, these days of our youth, right? Where we followed, the Navi says in Yirmiyahu, he remembers fondly how we followed us blindly, this whole idea of following him. But we got to it by making a kinyan on that Hasaga. And this is really Reb Tzadok. Again, as we explained, this is Reb Tzadok's first piece, his first sefer, Tzikas HaTzadik. This is his entryway into the world of Chassidus. He says that the Ishbitzer, you know, opened up the shorish of his neshama. A little bit about the private conversations. You know, you always wonder, how do we have records of these private conversations, if they're really private? But, okay, this is what we have. The Mesorah is as follows. Rav Tzadok and the Ishbitzer were talking. The Ishbitzer quoted him a Gemara in Brachos. I think it's on Mem Zayin and Beis. The Gemara says, Omer of Huna, Teisha V'Aram Mitztarfin. If you need a minion, you need 10, so you could have Teisha V'Aron. An Aron is the Sefer Torah is put into an Aron. So Omer Le'Rav Nachman, Aron Gavrahu? What is the Aron really a human being? Right? You can count him for that. So the Gemara says no. Ella Omer Rava Teisha Nirin Ke'asara Mitztarfin. It looks like there's 9. Look like 10. It can be Mitztarf. So the Ishbur said to Rav Tzadok, listen to this. He says, what was the Havamina the Gemara made at this point? Teisha v'aron mitztarfin. You could have 9 and an aron. The Gemara didn't know that an aron's not a human being. So he said, what's an aron? An aron is a piece of wood. Shtickholz. It's a piece of wood. There's no heart. There's no emotions. it's a table, it's a stender, it's an iron, it's you know, it's just, it's a bookshelf. He says, a person could be like that. A person could be like a bookshelf. A person could be just one big piece of wood. You might have many svarim on you. You might know a lot, but there's no heart. There's no emotion there. And that's the idea that he was saying. In other words, the Gemara says, you might be that person. So the Ishbosheth was telling Rav Tzadok, you need a heart. You need to bring out the emotions of it. And the Ishbosheth really was kona him with that Torah. That he realized he had to be... Again, the Gemara goes on and talks about whether a katan can count for the minion. So... The idea is to be mocked and to make ourselves small, to humble ourselves, humility, and that's the way we can have a lave. In the Sefer Divrei Chalomos, in the third piece over there, I'll read from you. I don't have it on the screen, but I'll read from you a little things. He writes, Chalom libi Yosef Ishbitz. I had a dream when I was in Ishbitz. Shamagalin li eze devar mishorish nishmosi. We said a second ago that he revealed to me the shorish of my neshama. That the generation of Mashiach will be the generation of the neshamas in the midbar. I'm going to skip a little bit. Quotes the Gemara in Chulin about the Mabul. The sin of one's youth, that was the Dor HaMabul. And the tikkun is going to happen in the Dor HaMidbar. So, these Chatas Nu'uroim, these sins of the youth, are corrected with the Chesed Nu'uroim. The Chesed Nu'uroich, as we said in the Novi Yirmiyahu, that they when they followed us. And that was really a tzaddik. This became like a cornerstone of his approach and his development in Avodas Hashem, and this is what Rav Tzadok himself exemplified when he came into the world. So he says that this is a description of how to enter that world for yourselves, how to tap into that power of the Chesed Nu'urai, which is the tikkun, which is the correction, the fixing of Chatas Nu'urai, the sins of one's youth. Let's continue now. It says Mipnei. So the beginning is you have to cut yourself off from all the taivas of this world that you're makusha, that you're attached to, you're connected to. So you have to make a shmira. You have to tap into this idea. The Ramban already talks about Kedushas Levi. Many swarm bring down this idea about holding on to those moments of inspiration in our life, because unfortunately, if we're honest with ourselves, they're few and far between. But to do something when the person feels that hisorus, that excitement, that passion, how to grab onto it. But lachpois al osa rega lemahir letzeis mehem ula yuchal. Maybe be possible if you rush and you hurry and you hold on to that moment. Now, we talk about leaving Mitzrayim, which really is symbolic of leaving anything that's holding us back. As the Sfarim discussed, that Mitzrayim is a lashon of Meitzar, of constraints. Chazal tell us that an Eved wasn't able to leave Mitzrayim. So the Ishbitzer says, what do you think was going on over there? That Eved couldn't leave? You think it was like, you know, President Trump built a wall around Mitzrayim. No one could get in, no one could get out. They had barbed wire fences. They had, like, you know, guards with guns, bows and arrows, and, you know, horses and chariots. He says, no, there wasn't a single border patrol. There wasn't a single wall. There was nothing there. You know what it means? An Eved couldn't be Boreach. A slave couldn't read. No one wanted to leave. They'd rather be an Eved, a slave in Mitzrayim. It was that culture was so enticing and so attractive and so desirable. Nobody wanted to leave. They didn't have a rotzon to leave Mitzrayim. It sounds like they were sitting, you know, on one side of the fence. Oh, if only the guard would, you know, walk away for 5 minutes, I can make a mad dash for it. I'll get out of Mitzrayim. Then you could walk out any way you want to. The answer is they didn't want to. So many times, you know, in our own lives, in our own development, we think, you know, what's really holding us back? What's preventing me from taking that next step and becoming closer to Hashem? There's no guard with a machine gun, you know, watching me. question is, do I want it? So the first step is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create that ratzon, had that desire for the Klal Yisrael to want to leave. We didn't want to. We were happy to be an Eved. I'm an Eved. My father was an Eved. My grandfather. We have a strong, proud Masor being of Adam. Well, this is who we are. Terry says, no, it's not who we are. We're Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We forgot about that. We didn't have that. So the Meshilach writes in Parsha Shmos, the Meshilach is the name of the Sefer of the Ishbitzer. Sorry if that was unclear. But the Ishbitzer writes on Parshas Shmos that Hashem had to create His Oris into this. He gave us the gift of Dam Pesach and of Dam Mila. And this was something that makes a kesher with them, right? You know, when you think about these two mitzvahs, I think the Sfasema says this idea. You think about these two mitzvahs that the negative punishment is Karis. Now, if you see the punishment is so strong of Karis being cut off, well then the reward is becoming attached, is making a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bris, Damila, these things come together, make a tremendous kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That idea about eating is internalizing something, right? So when eating the matzah, the chipazon is the whole piece is about, and it has to be that way, about grabbing it, you know, it has to be a rash, quick movement. It can't be something that's done, thought out slowly, in calculations, and cheshbonos, with a yishuv hadas. That's not the way things go in the beginning, says Rav Tzadok. There's a time and place for that as well, yishuv hadas, and making a cheshbon, a nefesh. But in the beginning, it has to be with a chipozen. It has to be to grab it. A person has to admit, say, you know what, I got to get rid of all this narishkeit that's in my life. I don't have time to sit and figure out da, 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 and this and that, just to move and to make that. And then, after you make that move, and you get out of Mitzrayim, right? The Mitzrayim was the beginning. Then comes the 49 days, which is symbolic, which means a step-by-step methodical progression from one level to the next, and then eventually resulting in the kinyan that takes place at the Matan Torah with Maimon Har Sinai. The beginning has to be a quick, you know, move to get out of the gashmius. So then he says at the very end, the last part, v'achar kach shuv yelich b'mesinus u'at kedin pesach doros. Then later on you can go moderately and slowly, like you know, that's Pesach Doros. That's the way that it goes for subsequent things. But the beginning, that break has to be absolute, and that's what it says, that we were taken goy mikerev goy. We were literally one nation that was pulled out mikerev from amongst them, to be pulled out, to be ripped away from all those taivis. There's a vort that the, where is it? I have the Haggadah here, the Divrei Yoel. It says a little bit of a different vort on that, that idea that we took the Yisrael Mikerev Goy that came out of us. But the way Rav Tzadok and the Ishbitzer are explaining the idea about just making an absolute break is the first step, and then, you know, slowly things could develop, and you take your own personal path, and you develop yourself and become the mensch that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to become. Then that's the end of Tzikas HaTzadik, but the Rebbe Rav Nosson Englard Shlita explained this idea of chipazon in general within the world of Ishbitz in Radzin, and he quoted from two other sources. There's the Beis Yaakov and the Sefer HaZmanim, and the Inyan Korban Pesach and Os Gimel, and also Rav Yeruchim Leiner of Borough Park put out a Haggadah Shal Pesach, and then in the back in Os Tes explains more about what it means chipazon, this idea about grabbing him. So he explains that the only way a person can leave Mitzrayim was chipazon. That was a one-time occurrence. In the future, every subsequent redemption from Gullus is going to be different. That was how it had to be, that one time only. Now, in Yisod Yisharim Pesach and Oslam at Zion, he explains that there's a difference between the Bnei Yisrael and the Mitzrim. What was it? So it's highlighted by one animal, and what we did with that animal, the tzon, right? So the tzon is really dramatically displayed, us versus them. What does he mean by that? So what did we do with it? We took the tzon, the sheep, and we used it to do a mitzvah, Korban Pesach, right? Mekadeshim Shemayim Barabim. We took this and did it. What did the Mitzrim use with it? So that was their Avodah Zarah. That was the, they worshipped it, right? That was the gods. So they took the exact same item that we did. They're using it for Avodah Zarah, and we're taking it and we're using it for Avodah Hashem. Tzon explains Yisod Yesharim that it symbolizes darkness. You know what? You know, even in English, we have a concept that we call like a herd mentality, right? Some people just never break free of that. We mentioned earlier, you know, teaching high school. So I see a lot of adults that act like they're still in high school. They never break free of that herd mentality. Why are you doing this? Because all my friends are doing this. Do you like it? No, but like that's all my friends do. So I'm going along with them. Now that's Mitzrayim, right? That's a person who's enslaved. But how's a person break free from that? So that's sown that there's a nakuda of or within that choshech, that darkness of following the herd. We can use the tzon to bring out the or that's contained within there. And that's why Pesach in Haggadah and in the Piyutim, in Halacha even, is referred to as a night of or, of light. And we connect to that light, right? And in every single situation in life where there's darkness, the guf, taivas, things like that, we can connect to the or, we can connect to that tzon, to that Pesach, that emerges and helps us to get out of that, right? So when we're saying we're mishchu, we're pulled after the tzon, that means to pull ourselves like goy mikerev goy, like we're pulled out of under the, to be pulled out of the darkness towards the light. And at the Seder we have nitzos that are designated specifically for the nighttime. You know, the Gemara discusses about Hallel, Gemara Megillah. We had the privilege of learning that together in Shul. In the Daf HaShavua. So we saw that the Gemara talks about Hallel is one of those mitzvahs that's really is only supposed to be done during the day. We have the Hallel of the Seder. So the Teretz is that the nighttime is really like day. There's light. There's light at the Seder. And many other reasons as well why we recite the Hallel at the nighttime. But that there's a distinction happening there. So what's our tzaddik? What's the Kohen telling us? That there's an arousal that can happen when a person wants to take on something new. Hashem gives it to them, gives them that matana, gives them that hisorus, but it's not permanent. Once they get that, then they have to make a jump, they have to move, and then they do something. That's, again, just to come back, that's what the Kohen meant when he says, I had a dream when I was by the Ishbitzer, and he revealed to me the shorash of my neshama, and I saw that what the Dor HaMabel had ruined, the Dor HaMidbar was going to fix it. You fix the things in your life that are ruined through this midah of chipazon, of starting out and just breaking away from it. And I cheshbon here, and then this, and then that, and how can I do it? Maybe yes, maybe no. You just go, you do it. And then, once you make that leap, Pesach, right, is a lashon of dilug, of jumping, of a leap. Once you make that, then you start working on things. That's what happened. The Dor Mabel had this hisorus, and they were mashchis. They destroyed. The Dor Hamidbar fixed that, right? That means to be jumping after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zecharti lachesin urayich. I remember, says the Navi, Yirmiyahu, Perek Beis. I remember the chesin you had for me when you were young, when you took that. And this whole national hisorus, this arousal and enthusiasm, that happens on a personal level as well. And that's a major thought also in the Chassidus Sfarim, that what happens to the Klal Yisrael happens inside of us as well. Just maybe we'll end with a story that brings out this whole point. The Rebbe Rebunim once asked his Talmud, the Kotzker, where do you take your Hisorus from? Where do you get that from? So the Kotzker said, the Pasuk, I think it's in Yeshayahu, Su'u ma'arum enehem. Lift up your eyes. I look around, I see the world, and I get Hisorus from it. The Rambam writes this, right? The Rambam writes, you know, you study the creation, and you'll come to appreciate the Creator. So that's what the Kotzker was saying. Su'u ma'arum enehem. I lift up my eyes, and I see Mibor Elu, who created this whole world. So Reb Simcha Bunim said, that's good for everybody, even for Goyim. However, our enthusiasm, our Hisorus, that has to come from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our Hisorus has to come like the Klal Yisrael. We followed Moshe in the Midbar. There wasn't any matzah to eat. There wasn't logic. We just pulled ourselves away, goy mikerev goy, and the Navi recognizes that. Hashem recognizes that and tells us, Zechar lechesed urayich. There's never been a sweeter, more delicious moment than the Klal Yisrael had when we acted that way. So, I hope this was informative, enjoyable, And a little bit of an opening into the world of Ishbitz Chassidus in general, and the world of Rav Tzadok HaKohen in particular. Are there any questions?